right. We are now joined by the winning team from today's 6th annual Chevrolet Silverado 250. We have our winning driver, Justin Haley, driver of the number 24 Fraternal Order of Eagle Chevrolet for GMS Racing. We're also joined by crew chief Kevin Bellacor, as well as team president Mike Beam. So, Justin, obviously, we'll start with you. Great race for you guys today. Crazy finish. What was going through your head there at the end as you were just managing your way through the chaos?
Yeah, we were. We found our good, ourselves in a good spot. We obviously brought a really fast truck, and we're very competitive. Got to give it to the GMS guys and the Fraternal Order of Eagles, my crew chief Kevin Bellacor. But there before the caution came out, we were running third to Gregson, and I knew the possibility of the caution was going to come out, so I kind of played it safe and rode in third because that's where you need to be in turn one, and set myself up that way. And obviously the caution came out, and we restarted and. Found ourselves in third. There was really no one behind me, so the last lap I was just kind of making sure I didn't make any mistakes, not overdriving it, because I knew obviously history repeats itself here. It seems like there's always something like that happens, so I knew it was a possibility, and obviously it worked out for us.
Kevin, I want to go back over to you. Obviously, it seemed like you guys really improved over the course of the race today. You know, what would you attribute that to? Was it something that maybe Justin learned in the car? Were you guys just able to make great adjustments?
No, actually, the cool thing is we didn't have to adjust on the thing all day, but part of that's just Justin managing his equipment. 64 laps here is a long race, and you got a lot of things you got to take care of, your gears, your tranny, your brakes, and with his road course knowledge, he understands that. So he was just managing himself, I'm sure. Obviously, when we made our bed, we wanted to get stage points, so we really got ourselves behind on track position for the final stage, but I wanted to bank all the points I could in the first two, and restarting 15th is not an easy task for me to give him. But he was unbelievable coming back through the field. He just picked his lanes and was so smart and aggressive, took care of his equipment. I don't even know if there's a scratch on that thing. And he drove from 15th to 1st in the last 13 laps. So that's pretty impressive. He just did a great job today. We were very fortunate to have a good truck that we didn't have to mess with too much.
And, Mike, obviously from an organizational perspective, you guys had another strong day. You guys came into the playoffs with some solid momentum, both with Johnny and Justin on the playoff side of it. So what's your outlook for the rest of the playoffs as a team, and what's kind of your overall recap this weekend?
Well, Kevin and Justin, it's really good for GMS because, we've never won on a road course, and now pretty much, we've won super speedways, dirt, and everything else, and I'm really proud of these guys. They have come together as a team. For the playoffs, now we can go to Talladega and we know he can advance. And just Johnny's got a pretty good lead right there, cushion. So, we just got to keep doing what we're doing. These guys here, like you said, they have really come together as a team. And winning Gateway, it's really proud of them. And Kevin, him and that 24 crowd, they work harder than most teams just because they're young. And I don't know if they got good sense yet, but, I'm proud of them. I just love their passion. And we're very blessed to have them.
Awesome. Well, let's open things up to the floor here in the media center. Any questions for any of our winning team members here? Start up here in the front.
Justin, have you had a chance to look at the replay of what happened?
I saw a quick replay of it. I saw it in real life. I had probably the best view of it. But, obviously, like I've said, this thing's been running 6 years, and I think 5 of the 6 years that's happened. So, I knew it was a possibility, and I knew we were in the catbird seat, and we had a good shot at it. And Noah's obviously one of the more aggressive drivers here, and he wants to get a win, and he wants to advance to the round of six just like we do. So, they're aggressive, and that's what you got to be. And, obviously we got some luck there at the end and came out on top.
If you were in Noah's position, would you have made the same move?
Yeah, but I would have done it a little better.
Yeah.
Any more questions here in the media center?
Here's your soundbite.
Going once, going twice, one more up front.
This race obviously has had a pretty interesting history over the past 6 years. Do you think the trucks should explore more road course races, or do you think one's enough?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel like we should go to a lot more road courses. At least three, I think, would be good. I've been telling everyone all week, we have a road course truck sitting there, and it just sits there in the back corner all year. We race it once. So it's hard for the guys to set up for this one race and only use the road course stuff once. It's not very cost effective, so if we explored some other options, I think it'd be better.
And just to elaborate on that, I applaud NASCAR for making it a chase race. You get to see a lot more versatility in the playoffs, and I think that's pretty cool. So just want to throw that in too.
All right, any more questions? Nope. All right, gentlemen, congrats.
Thank you.